Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to ModPath Chat, the official podcast of modern pathology, featuring interviews with authors and experts on the latest science, technology, and developments in the field of pathology. Your host, Dr. George Netto, is the Editor-in-Chief of Modern Pathology and the Chair of Pathology at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Here's Dr. Netto.
Welcome to today's episode of ModPath Chat. Joining me today is a dear colleague and friend, Professor Dan Burney, from Barts Cancer Institute, Queen Mary University in London. Dr. Burney, or I like just to call him Dan, he's a close friend, is here today to discuss his recent article on pathologic predictors of metastasis in non-seminomatous germ cell tumors. We're hoping he will help us clear some of the controversy around staging systems. Dan is an authority in the field. He's an expert editor of the upcoming WHO Blue Book that hopefully will come later in this fall. Thank you, Dan, for accepting my invitation.
Thank you so much, George. It's an honor to be asked. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. So can you start by telling us what was the background and what led you to do this study?
Thank you. Well, I think it's difficult for all clinicians to decide whether to give adjuvant therapy or not to clinically localized non-seminomatous germ cell tumors. It's an urgent clinical issue and based on risk factors. And I think our staging in testis cancer is not very good. I showed that a few years ago in histopathology when we looked at the European network of uropathology, and we discovered that people didn't really know how to stage some areas of the testis cancers, particularly T1, T2, T3 for soft tissue invasion, when in fact that they split three ways over that. And there was a great deal of controversy over this, and ISA dealt with this well about 5-6 years ago, and that went fled into the AJCC TNM classification. And that really changed the classification in America, particularly with upstaging epididymal disease, size criteria of 3 centimeters for seminoma, and more strict criteria. And it wasn't really taken on by UICC. I did try. And so this is an urgent clinical issue. And what I wanted to re-evaluate was to see whether the new used criteria would be predictive of recurrence in non-seminomatous germ cell tumors.
Excellent. So it's really that diversion, and you're trying to get the UICC on board, and you did this excellent study. And can you summarize for us what was the design, who was your cohort, and some of the findings?
Yeah, well, I'm very fortunate at Barts Health and QMUL, supported by ORCID, who are able to fund this research, and a great database manager. And we have a network of over 7.2 million people to work with who get germ cell tumors. And so we have a large cohort. I think it's not practicable yet to look at whether people recur or not, because some people get treated, some people don't. And so there's a lot of granularity there. So we did what previous studies have done. But using the UTNM in using whether there was stage one, clinical stage one at presentation, or whether they were metastatic, clinical stage two or stage three at presentation, and looked at the risk factors for recurrence between the two. I and a colleague look at all of these reports and review all the slides. So we were fairly confident we had a fairly static data set over the past 10 years.
Excellent. So it's pretty much almost central review since it's you and your group. And we're talking about like 219 non-seminomatous germ cell tumors, right, that constituted them. So what were the findings?
So, I mean, basically, we found that virtually every factor we chose was significant on univariate analysis. Tumor size was significant, percentage of embryonal carcinoma was significant, lymphovascular invasion, stromal retetestis invasion. Importantly, we differentiated that from pagetoid invasion, where the GCNIS cells track down the reti. I think that's an entirely separate phenomenon. Higher soft tissue invasion, one of the things that's been upstaged in the AJCC classification, and epididymis invasion. So virtually everything was significant in univariate analysis, which was encouraging. Multivariate analysis obviously is much more difficult, the reason being that, of course, a lot of these factors are codependent. For instance, if you've got a bigger tumor, you're more likely to get stromal retetestis invasion and hyalur soft tissue invasion, et cetera, et cetera. But we did find that a number of factors remained significant on multivariate analysis. Lymphovascular invasion, unsurprisingly, tumor size, percentage of embryonal carcinoma, and retetestis invasion, in fact, all remained significant. And I think these use of these factors may be really helpful for clinicians in decisions on chemotherapy in the future and adjuvant chemotherapy. We did find as well our size cutoff for metastatic spread was much bigger than previous studies. We found a size of 6 centimeters, quite large, was the most significant cutoff value on an ROC curve. I'm hoping that these are the sort of things that might be helpful to clinicians in decisions on do I give adjuvant chemotherapy or not in NSGCTs in the future.
Excellent. So another cutoff that it's still controversial where we set the threshold for how much embryonal carcinoma component, anywhere between 30 to 80%. And I see in your study it was 70%. So it seems really it's going to be above 50% before it becomes significant on multivariate how much embryonal we have.
That's what we're getting. I mean, we analyze it as a continuous, obviously. I'm increasingly of the opinion that we should be dealing with these as a continuous variables, and these cutoffs are very false parameters. Maybe we should just feed them into nomograms in the future. But it seems to me that someone, you know, changing a therapy from, if you go from 65% to 75% is difficult. And I mean, that was the best we could come up with. But I don't think that cutoffs are the way forward. And that's one of the problems with TNM, obviously, is that it is cutoffs rather than a spectrum of abnormality of changes that you do. But you know, it's I think this needs to be validated in other studies, especially ones with a long-term outcome, rather than just looking at stage. But I think it does suggest strongly to me that the AJCC method was the correct way to go for staging testicular non-seminomatous germ cell tumors.
So where do you go from here? I mean, your plans for next, what do you do?
Well, I'm already working on that, actually, I must say. The Danish don't treat any of their NSGCTs. They have follow-up and they have huge series of them, and I have I'm part supervising a PhD student out there who's reevaluating the huge Danish cohort over the next 2 or 3 years comparing with outcome. We have published our protocol for this already, so I'm hoping that this will be further confirmation to help clinicians in their decisions on chemotherapy for these tumors.
Well, we'll look forward to those results, and hopefully you'll send them to Modern Past, not to your own journal. You know, Modern Past is the best journal in the world. So if you want your study to get traction, that's where you send it, my friend.
I'd better not argue with you on this podcast, had I?
Of course, we're joking. Dan is also the editor-in-chief of Histopathology. All right, wonderful. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed this. Thank you very much, and I appreciate your taking the time. It's afternoon in London. It's been a pleasure to have you.
Thank you very much, George. It was an honor to participate.
Thank you.
Any opinions expressed in this podcast are the speaker's own and do not represent the views of Modern Pathology, Springer Nature, UAB, or USCAP. Your ModPath Chat host and scientific director is Dr. George Netto. Producers are Christina Crow, Amber Jackson, Dr. Sarah Jang, and Dr. Catherine Ketchum. Technical direction is provided by Kaminsky Productions, music by Mitch Neubauer. Thanks to the authors, reviewers, and editors of Modern Pathology for making this podcast possible.